All right, welcome back to Menace Podman. It is week 21 of the NBA season, week 20 of your fantasy season. You're probably well within your playoffs or just starting this week. I know one of my leagues just started the playoffs this week, but yeah, I'm Scott Keller. He's Steve St. Pierre, and this is season two. Hopefully it's episode 38. I don't know if I updated that. No, I don't know where we're at. I think it's 38. We'll see what happens. If not, I messed up, but there you go.
Episode
39. See, I knew I might have messed that up. Anyways,
so yeah, back.
We're well into it. Thank you very much. But yeah, it's been an interesting week for me. I'll just leave it at that. No details
Both
needed.
Of us.
Yeah, actually, you're right. Both of us.
But yeah, we can leave it there.
Exactly. So this one's gonna be kind of short. It doesn't really need to be long anyway. You know, like I said, we said it last week. Everybody's in their playoffs. You're not picking people up. Really, you're just streaming people all day long. And doing your best you can with that. So we don't have a specific first thing. We've got a lot of just random topics to start this off with. And then right from those, we're going to go right into your news and notes. And we'll make it a quick one. We'll wrap it up there. So here's our first things.
Name on your paper, first thing.
So yeah, we're going to start. Yeah, we actually got together, you and I, and buddy Tim.
No, man, no.
And we got together at the Buffalo Wild Wings over here locally in Royal Oak, Michigan. And yeah, watched your alma mater, not mine, but I'll pretend like they are when I go to these things. But the watch party for the Oakland University Golden Grizzlies basketball.
Yeah, man, I'm so stoked, dude. Our Golden Grizzlies, my Golden Grizzlies, they won the Horizon League championship and they've punched their ticket to the NCAA tournament. Man, I've been waiting, you know, it's been, God, like 10 years or something like that since the Golden Grizzlies joined the Horizon League, and this is their first time winning it. So, yeah, long overdue, just really happy and excited for this team. It wasn't pretty. I actually feel like they've had better talent on other teams in the past and should have, you know, won it sooner. But in any case, we'll take it. You know, and it's going to be fun to watch. We're going to see this Sunday for St. Patrick's Day. It's also Selection Sunday. So we'll find out, you know, where they wind up, you know, getting matched up and all that good stuff. But man,
yeah,
I'm excited.
I know when we were watching the game, they were talking about if OU won that they would be projected to be the 14 seed in the tournament, which is actually a little more gracious than I thought they would be. But you get these automatic bids and stuff with the winning the tournaments, which is awesome. I think it's a great thing that they do. But at the same time, I'm like, you just talked about, it's been a while, you know, since they've been in. And I think that's what happens. I mean, you got to basically win a tournament to get into a tournament. So yeah. I think that can make it more difficult. But yeah, no, it should be pretty exciting. I mean, leading into that is perfect segue here. Like we said last week, plan on, I think, this Monday. So we'll do it right after Selection Sunday, since we'll have all the brackets pretty well set up, except for those first four. But those aren't too important usually. But we'll have a little show with a guest, and we'll break down the brackets just a little bit and talk about our picks and who we're looking to go all the way. And man, where is it this year? I don't even remember where the Final Four is this year. So I'm like, I have no idea. I'd have to look it up. I completely forgot.
Yeah, anyways. I forgot too. I keep wanting to say Phoenix, but
now I got to look it up on the spot. There we go. You think I would know that? Final Four city. Here we go. Yeah, looks like it is Phoenix. There you go.
Nice.
You got it correct. All right. Yeah. 2024 NCAA Men's Final Four will tip off April 5th through 8th in Arizona. Cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be fun talking about it next week. Yeah. Like you said, it's one of the best times of the year. A lot going on. You know, you and I are both very busy, but it's not going to stop us from, you know, covering everything here and going out of March with a bang.
Exactly. I know. Kind of took me to the end of the season with a bang too. So we'll have that and wrap up our fantasy playoffs and all that good stuff. So I guess moving on from that, just a few other topics I had noted. Let's see. I'll start with the short ones, so we don't talk about them that much. Orlando Magic. We talked about them in the past, having a great start to the season. Kind of fell off a little bit, but obviously they're still a playoff team here. So Orlando Magic turnaround. Jamal Mosley's done a great job, and he has agreed to a 4-year contract extension. Takes him through 27-28. They're at this time, so that was March 12th, so not 2 days ago. I don't know if they're still there, but they were half game out of the fourth spot in the East and a top five defensive team in the East, which is incredible. A huge turnaround here just within the last, you know, year of him being there. So kudos to him.
No, he's been awesome, and the players have all said how much they appreciate him. And, you know, he's definitely a player's coach. You know, he's brought a lot of like stability to that organization, that franchise. You know, we've talked about how they've made a lot of weird moves and they've had a lot of weird pieces. Well, like this year in particular, they've really stuck to a, you know, consistent lineup. I think guys kind of know what to expect now in terms of their role, you know, day in and day out. And it's worked, you know, it's really working for them. They've turned a corner. You know, they're a young team. They're, you know, kind of growing together. But you're seeing that improvement here and just that continuity between them all. And, yeah, fun to watch. I think they're going to be fun to watch in the playoffs. They'll be a tough draw for whoever they get matched up with. And we'll see how it plays out.
Yep. And let's see. I'm just going to move on. I'm just going to rip through these topics. Second one, actually, this one's more March Madness related. But they do this every year, and it makes me want them to do that. I know there's positive and negatives to doing this, but I say this before I even say the subject, but the NBA University, and I see it all over the place, but they put out basically a playoff bracket as if there were no conferences. And then you see a bracket like March Madness style of the standings, East, West, all combined. And I look at it and goddamn, does it look exciting?
Yeah. They've talked about doing this for a long, long time. And it does look interesting, man. It would be fun to see it play out. I know they like to keep the conferences together and stuff for travel and everything, but yeah, man, I'm with you. I think it'd be cool. And I think at some point we probably will see something like this.
Yeah. And I know it probably, I don't, like you said, for conferences, it would maybe not work out with travel so much, but, and I know they wouldn't make, you know, regions and play in neutral sites. It's just not going to happen, but
yeah.
But then again, they kind of did it for the in-season tournament. I mean, I guess you just wouldn't do it. I guess you wouldn't take away from your fans the playoff games. But yeah, I don't think it would be that difficult sometimes to do these travel, you know, distance between some teams. But I don't know. It happens all the time. The way the NBA scheduling is, sometimes it really sucks, and they got teams going back to backs and 22 hours later and on a different city. So. If they
maybe
can do
someday,
it, yeah, I'm like,
maybe
if they
someday
it,
they'll just season. Like they'll just totally get rid of playoff series and just go to like one and done, and that, just turn the whole thing into a March Madness kind of, you know, playoffs.
I mean, we talk about it all the time how, I mean, that's what March Madness is, and that's why I fell in love with the NBA, because of the bubble and the March Madness feel and all that stuff. It's like it's got to be an option, but whatever. I'm all for it, and I get the arguments against it, but I think it would actually be really exciting, and I don't see why they shouldn't give it a chance. Like, because you got things like the commissioner the other day saying how, you know, the NBA's competition committee met, and they're going to discuss ways to incorporate more defensive freedom to evaluate how to potentially allow more physicality. We talked about this a little bit on a previous episode, and I think this is just nuts. Like how I'm liking it to like football, how they changed the rules in football a little bit. You know, you got to protect the quarterback and you can't hit here, targeting and above, whatever, you know, different. You can barely even tackle a guy. And then everybody's had to adjust to the rules, how to play the game. And I feel like everybody has kind of adjusted to the way the NBA has evolved naturally. And like now they want to change it because what, there's too much scoring. It's just, I don't know. This seems stupid, but that's just, my thoughts, but I don't know. I don't understand what they're trying to do by changing stuff just because there's some people out there that are like, oh, scoring too much.
But yeah, I mean, we talked about it before, you know, they're trying to balance it as much as possible. You know, I don't think they're trying to make anything too drastic of a change. I think they're just trying to tweak stuff as much as they can just to kind of see how it goes. But, you know, again, yeah, I mean, we will have to see how it goes.
Then you got to train referees again, new referees, and then it's going to be in the eye of the referee, and it's going to be so judgment-based based on what's too physical, what's not too physical, yeah. Who it is. I mean, we already have the issues where they're like, oh, you know, no calls on, you know, every call on LeBron just for being touched, and this person, SGA, gets smacked in the face and no calls. Like, I don't know. We already have the issue, and that I think that would lead to even more issues, but yeah. Whatever.
Hopefully
like,
not, but we'll see.
Yeah, I guess that's just my opinion, but so that's there. And then one last thing. I thought this was awesome, actually. I didn't even see this until after the actual Draymond Green show, but Isaiah Thomas was on there. Not, yeah, you know, our Pistons, Isaiah Thomas. And he just set Draymond straight. And I loved his opinions on everything. And I've never heard anybody say this before, but he was talking about how the, you know, Kevin Durant basically came and saved the legacies of the Golden State Warriors. And
yeah,
it was like,
and I agree with him.
Yeah, it was the greatest explanation. He broke it down completely, saying, you know, like they were 73-9 the year before, and then they had an amazing choke job to the Cavaliers.
Mm-hmm.
And then Durant comes, and all of a sudden they save themselves and, you know, win some championships, and the dynasty keeps going. And without him, it might not happen.
The narrative was always, you know, oh, the Warriors were the Warriors before KD got there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I think Isaiah's right. You know, they had that choke job, like you said, you know, fantastic, unbelievable regular season. But yeah, they couldn't get the job done. And who knows what would have happened to them after that, you know, with, you know, if they didn't get KD, you know, did these other teams have them figured out to the point where, you know, they weren't going to be able to win another championship. So just was kind of cool to hear, you know, the narrative kind of get flipped. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
right to his face too. That was the best part.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, and he did it in a way too, where he wasn't like trying to just make Draymond look bad. He was just trying to set the record straight.
Yep.
And I think Draymond, you know, probably respects that. He should. I mean, it's Isaiah Thomas. I assume it's a childhood hero of his. Should be. And yeah, man, just a really great point from a great all-time legend.
Agreed. No, I loved it. And yeah, because yeah, all you hear is the, you know, the bad rep, like you said, Durant gets all the time just for riding the coattails basically of the Warriors to win a championship. And it's like, that's not quite what happened here. I mean, they used each other, obviously, but
yeah, no question.
But yeah, not one or the other. But that's why sports are fun. You can debate that stuff. But I think Isaiah's right. So, anyways, here's this is gonna be the quickest WNBA update you've ever heard. So here we go, WNBA.
Here's the update.
Cameron Brink declared for the draft. There's one, and two. The New York Liberty have signed a deal with local Fox 5 in New York to broadcast every single one of their games locally. So you'll be able to watch in New York, the New York Liberty for free for the entire season. There you go. That's awesome.
Nice.
But yeah, no, it's great. We love it. I've seen all these people saying crap about women's basketball and how, you know, ESPN's being all woke because they're putting WNBA stuff on the cover or the, you know, the front page of the website and stuff like that. And
who would criticize that in 2024? Like, what is your problem with women in basketball?
And I guess I understand the whole, you know, they kind of just
real, man,
changed everything. Like all of a sudden it becomes a thing and it's more popular, but it is more popular. And how can we not just say like they should have had this respect already in the past? That's all.
It's such fucking bullshit, man. Like what else do you want them to be talking about or covering instead of it? Like, come on. It's ridiculous.
They're talking about
dude.
NBA or NFL free agent signing. You know,
they talk enough about that shit.
Exactly.
Man.
Yeah, that was the person's opinion. This one tweet that I saw, but there was a lot of people backing them up.
It's stupid, but anyways, yeah, man, it's a good time right now. Women's basketball. There's a lot going on. They have, you know, their March Madness, and that's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah.
And then you and I have talked about it, man. WNBA. It's underrated, and the fantasy experience is incredibly underrated, man. Even when you and I joined it last year, I'd never played fantasy basketball for women. In fact, it was new. ESPN, we talked about it. ESPN is the only site that does it right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can't even do it on Fantrax. I was
stunned with either
to find
hand.
That out. But, yep. You know, I was a little kind of nervous because, you know, I don't know as many of the players in the WNBA. But come to find out, it's a lot of fun to play because there aren't that many teams. There aren't that many players. So it's a lot easier to keep tabs on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to follow along. And we're going to be talking about it, man. Our fantasy season this year is going to be a blast. We've got it set up already. 10-player rosters, all flex spots, no bench. It's going to be very easy and chill to manage. And, you know, I can't wait to do our draft. And then we're going to talk about it on here. So I know you're going to be on hiatus this summer, but we might have to get you on for one episode.
I'll be around for the WNBA draft.
Yeah, we'll do a fantasy draft recap. It's going to be fun, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Yep, guaranteed. No, I'll be there for that. But yeah, I don't know. Just had to throw that out there. So
for sure.
So yeah, those are the quick topics, and I think we're just going to roll right into the news and notes here.
Let's get it going. We'll start with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Donovan Mitchell, he was out with a bruised left knee, but he did return last night, March 13th. Looked pretty good. He played 28 minutes. He had 14 points, 5 assists, 4 triples, and a block. I think he's going to be okay. Hopefully he'll be good to go the rest of the way. And if you've got him in your head-to-head fantasy playoffs, you got to be singing and dancing right now. And hopefully he stays good to go. Unfortunately, we can't say the same about Evan Mobley. He's been out with the sprained left ankle. He's basically being listed as out indefinitely. Same can be said about Max Strus. He's dealing right now with the strained right knee. He's out indefinitely. We'll pass along any updates we get on those guys. But they're out for now. Former Cleveland Cavalier, Lauri Markkanen, he is with the Jazz. He's dealing right now with a right quad contusion. He's basically out indefinitely, but he has returned to practice, so that's a good sign. I'm very nervous about him and the Jazz. I think this has shutdown written all over it. We'll have to see. I mean, it's a good sign that he's practicing, but, you know, I'm still kind of skeptical that he's going to stick around much longer. We'll have to see.
It's been a really good time for me because I'm an owner of our boy Walker Kessler. And Taylor, you might have him too, but Taylor Hendricks was out the other day as well. And having Markkanen and Hendricks out at the same time actually made me feel a lot happier to have Kessler in my lineup again, because obviously, like we've talked about, he's been quite a bust this year.
Yeah, yes.
Well, I shouldn't even
not
say
his
quite.
Fault though.
No.
He's not being used properly. Correct. Or consistently. In fact, even right now with those other guys out, they've still been bringing him off the bench and stuff. So it doesn't make
true.
A lot of sense. He was next on my list too, by the way, because we mentioned he was out with a sprained right foot, but he did return March 9th. And like you said, he's looked good in the minutes that he's played, but they're just not utilizing him the same way that they did last year at this time.
It's very similar to the, because I have Gafford as well. We talked about him, I think, last week, how he was being used right when he got traded like crazy. And then all of a sudden they stopped using him. And it's not the same scenario, but as far
similar.
As the production and stuff that I was getting from them, I was at the point where I was like, man, I'm going to have to drop Gafford and Kessler. I was like, I can't use either of them.
Yeah. I was calling Gafford to drop, you know, if the minutes kept, you know, trending lower, you know, but he's back in their starting lineup now for Dallas and he's looked great. So, you know, for those of you who kept him, you know, good job, and hopefully it lasts.
Thank you.
You know, you don't know if it's going to last or not, but so far so good. You know, and Derek Lively off the bench has looked really good too. So it's kind of a Twin Towers thing. It's working out. So, you know, we'll have to see if it continues.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, moving on, Devin Booker, Phoenix Suns. He was out with a sprained right ankle, but he returned March 11th. And I think he's going to be good to go. Hopefully he's not going to have any setbacks or anything. But this is good timing for him. Tyrese Maxey, we mentioned him last week. He was dealing with concussion protocols. He returned March 12th. Hopefully he's good to go here moving forward. Kristaps Porzingis right now in the Celtics, he's out with a strained right hamstring. He's missed the last 3 games. Sounds kind of day to day, and we know the deal with him. He's a load management guy. Boston, you know, they're the best team in the East. They're not going to push anybody that they don't have to. They've got a good favorable schedule that they've taken advantage of. You know, they've been able to rest a lot of guys lately and it's worked for them. So I think they'll continue to do so. So yeah, I'm going to call
win games by 50 points and things
exactly.
like that.
So I'm going to call KP day to day at this point. I'm expecting by next week he'll be back, but if he's not, you know, we'll give you an update there. Stephen Curry, Golden State Warriors. He's dealing right now with a right ankle sprain. He's missed the last three straight games. He's another one, you know, obviously older player. They're not going to push him too hard, but at the same time, you know, Golden State, we've talked about it. They can't afford to rest guys for too long because they got to make a push here. So it's a, you know, real crappy time right now if you have him in head to head playoffs for fantasy, but you know, you got to just kind of roll with it. Hopefully he's day to day. Hopefully he doesn't miss any more time, but we'll have to wait and see. One guy who is going to miss a lot of time here is a guy that we did mention briefly last week, Karl-Anthony Towns for the Timberwolves. We talked about his left meniscus tear. He did have surgery and he is officially being reevaluated in 4 weeks. So he's basically done for the regular season. If you own him in fantasy, if it's, you know, redraft, you can easily cut him and move on. He's not coming back. So hopefully he gets his way back in time for the playoffs. And, you know, like we said last week, they're going to need him if they're going to be able to do anything in the postseason. I know they're coming in right now with the top seed in the West, but we talked about it. They're going to need to be at full strength come playoff time if they want to be able to do anything.
And I would assume they don't hold on to that top spot in the West anymore either without him. So I assume they'll slowly fade a little bit with the parity that's in the West too. I mean, geez, they could probably drop significantly.
They might. Yeah, we'll have to see. Let's talk about the Hawks here. Our pickup of the year, Jalen Johnson. Unfortunately, right now he's dealing with a sprained right ankle. He's missed the last three straight games. And this is shitty timing for fantasy. Own him in my main league. And, you know, right now he's on my IL, so I'll keep him there.
What really sucks is I had picked up DeAndre Hunter in the past, and DeAndre Hunter has always supplemented him pretty well being on the IL for me. And then just recently they didn't start DeAndre Hunter the other day, and I'm like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Yeah, and that's a nice segue here because the next guy has to talk about is Sadiq Bey. Unfortunately, he tore his left ACL. He's done for the rest of the year. So that's all the more reason you would think it's DeAndre Hunter season time now. And I know we talked about a few weeks ago, Hunter himself.
Season.
Yeah, there you go. shout out to my dad.
Yep. That's what I was thinking of. That's all I was thinking of, actually.
Yep. But anyways, he, you know, himself was dealing with injuries a couple weeks ago, and so they might still be kind of in the process of ramping him up. But, you know, if they're running out of bodies. So at this point, you know, we talked about that whole bet thing between the Raptors and the Hawks.
Yep.
The Hawks are running out of guys. I know they've been winning games, and we talked about how DeJounte Murray now playing full-time point guard, and he's been amazing.
Yes.
I've definitely reaped the benefits there in fantasy, and that's been nice. But yeah, in terms of reality here, they're running out of bodies, and I cannot expect that they're going to continue to win this many games with these guys going down. So hopefully Johnson can make his way back here pretty soon.
I was going to say, do they even bring him back? That's another
question. Depending on how the next couple of games go here, he could be a shutdown candidate. We'll have to see, but they've been winning. So as long as they're winning and still contending for a play-in spot, I think these guys, you know, who are day-to-day or can make their way back, I think will do so. But, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. Like I said, for Johnson, just keep him on your IL and just hope for the best. Here's a guy we've talked about every week, and quite frankly, I'm surprised he's still around, DeAndre Ayton.
I was thinking about him just about 5 minutes ago, and I was going to eat a little crow, and I was going to be like, I'm going to give him credit where he's due.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's what, March 14th right now as we're recording this, and that's when he showed up.
Exactly.
I know he's had some numbers earlier this year, but still.
So he was out for a while with a sprained right hand, and you and I both said last week, you know, we think he's done. I was talking about Duop Reith. I streamed him what turned out to be all of last week, and it wound up being great. It worked out really well for me. But he was an easy drop for me at the beginning of this week because Ayton did return on March 9th, and he's looked amazing ever since he returned. But like you said, too little, too late, man.
Yeah.
And
every
I guess
you
if
say
you
do
have
out,
him,
breathe. I want to make like a, sorry to cut you off, but every time you say do out, breathe. I just want to make like some kind of animation of like a Christmas wreath singing like
I always
think
music. That too. Yeah.
It would be amazing. Be like,
you might have to work on a drum.
It would be amazing.
It would. That's a potential drop right there.
Do-wop wreath.
But so I guess you know who wins here is anybody who owns Ayton in fantasy. So congratulations. Yeah. If you have him on your team, you're reaping the benefits, and don't get too comfortable, but enjoy it while you have it.
And actually, I'll go even further to that. So they played Boston the other day, right? And obviously no Porzingis, like you mentioned earlier. And it was, so center's matchup was, you know, Horford and him and Ayton. And I'm like, I made this bet and I was like, this is the, I hate DeAndre Ayton bet.
I
showed a picture, a couple people. And it was basically, you know, over rebounds and points for Horford and under for Ayton. Well, you know what happened, right? Pretty much Horford was under that game and Ayton was over. He had like, I don't even know what he had, like 28 and 14 or something ridiculous. I don't remember. And I was like, what the hell just happened? So I learned my lesson. You know, I lost my money there. It wasn't anything crazy. It was just like a, you know, speculative bet.
You know what it was? It was the Menace Podman jinx.
True, it was the Menace Podman drinks in a different way this time.
Yeah,
a positive way. Yeah. So then though I learned my lesson in the next game. I think was, oh, he played yesterday, right? On the 13th here on 3-1-3 day, and
played,
I had
awesome.
I took him over rebounds, and he was part of a 4 or 5 leg parlay, and I actually won that one. So thank you DeAndre Ayton for helping me win some money last night.
Yeah,
that's what you got to do though. Sometimes when you bet, though, if you lose, just stay at it, and then sometimes you win. So, but yeah,
stay aggressive.
You know, he's looked good. He's looked great. Anthony Simons looked phenomenal too.
So. Yep, and then his other Portland Trail Blazers teammate that we've been talking about, Scoot Henderson, he was out with a strained left adductor. He returned also on March 9th, and he's been up and down. And actually, they started him one game and then brought him off the bench. And he's a guy that just you can't really trust right now in fantasy. So I wouldn't personally mess with him. But, you know, it depends on your league and your situation and stuff like that. But nothing more than a streamer. And it all depends on, you know, who else is playing and what your other options are. So,
yeah, I know. I was going to say Jeremy Grant was out too the other day. I don't know what that was for.
Yeah, and, he's going to be day to day, I think, the rest of the way until they eventually shut him down. So.
And then also, I had to mention, oh, geez, I'm going blank. I almost called him Keegan. Chris Murray.
Yeah, he's been good.
Yeah, he's been pretty good. So,
yep.
He could always be a streaming option for some reason if you need one.
Yep. And speaking of good, my boy, OG Anunoby. He's been out for a long time. He had right elbow surgery, but he returned March 12th. And, yeah, man, I'm stoked to have him back just in time. Fantasy playoffs here, so... Hopefully he's good to go. Hopefully no setbacks. It sounds like he's had not only good timing back here on the court, but like for practice, he's looked really good. Doesn't seem to have any kind of limitations. Should be good to go. Hopefully, you know, barring
as I mentioned, I'm disappointed to see him back because I have picked up Precious Achiuwa, and I definitely.
Yeah. And he'll take a little bit of a hit. You know, we'll have to see if some of their other players, Dante DiVincenzo, Bojan Bogdanovic, we'll have to see. DiVincenzo still looked great.
Yeah. Even Josh Hart was.
Josh Hart,
too.
I was about
rebounds
to say him
too.
Yeah. So. I think most of those guys, their minutes are secure, but you know, we'll see. I mean, it's a good problem for the Knicks.
Yeah.
But,
I would say,
like you said, for fantasy, it kind of screws us up a little bit.
Yeah, I would say I haven't dropped him yet, though, because his last game, I think he still had 13 and an 8 off the bench. So
yeah, still blocking some shots, doing some stuff. So, yeah, you know, until the wheels
irrelevant.
Completely fall off, you might as well. You know, and again, it's all about streaming and stuff. You know, if you can afford to keep him and roll him out there, just have an extra body.
Yeah,
you know?
It depends what your record is this week in your head-to-head, in your playoff.
Yep.
You're playing head-to-head.
So yep.
If you're up, you're like, all right, hold on to him a little bit until I have to get rid of somebody.
But. Yep. It's all about the situation. So,
yep.
Let's talk some Houston Rockets here. Some really bad news. Alperen Şengün He's dealing right now with a sprained right ankle and bruised right knee. He's going to be out several weeks. For anybody who saw the injury, it looked really, really bad. And I think he even said, you know, I fucked up my leg.
I think he got Paul Pierce out of there.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah.
You know, seeing the highlights. So
you see that guy throw. Oh, this is perfect drop. Did you see the guy throw the towel at him when he had his head hanging down in the wheelchair?
No, I didn't.
You want my towel?
It's not funny, but it's funny.
I mean,
so
yeah.
It's like an equipment guy. So he's like getting rolled off the court and he's got his head, you know, hanging down. It's like in his hands and stuff. And this like guy just throws a towel at him.
That's weird, man. I don't know. That's weird. You're right. It's funny, but not funny.
Correct.
And speaking of which, Governor Whitmore.
Yeah.
Cam Whitmore. He's got a sprained right knee. And he's out 3 weeks, so that sucks. Rockets are starting to run out of bodies here, so they might start shutting more people down. We'll have to see. You know, again, we're to the point now. There aren't really any pickups. It's just you're just streaming people. So, you know, on a night where the Rockets are playing, you know, some of the other guys we've talked about before, notably Amen Thompson of the Thompson Twins.
Whoa,
I saw a lot of people on that, you know, you got to stream Amen here. I don't know if I'm as big into that as everybody else seems to be.
I mean, they still have Dylan Brooks. They've still got Jalen Green. We thought we were maybe going to jinx Jalen Green, and it turns out we just jinxed his teammates instead.
Yeah. So it was pretty close. But I think the big winner in really all this, if there's a winner, is Jabari Smith.
Yeah, good call. He was
awesome. And then he took a little, you know, a little drop off, not huge, but a little bit there. And I think now he's just going to probably, no pun intended, rebound his way back up into that amazing stats that he was putting up earlier this year through most of the year. But it's big. And if you're into betting too, that's I'm betting Jabari Smith rebounds all day. So.
Next on my list here is Cam Thomas of the Brooklyn Nets. He is dealing right now with a sprained right ankle. Well, he has been. He returned March 9th, and he's actually looked good. But I still don't trust that he's going to stick around. We'll have to kind of wait and see. They've had some other guys kind of in and out of the lineup. We mentioned last week that Cam Johnson's been day-to-day, and he returned as well, but I don't know, man. They're a weird team, and I just wouldn't get too comfortable. I guess if you have him, use him if you're in, you know, season-long, head-to-head, fantasy playoffs. But, you know, just proceed with caution. You know, it is what it is. Here's a team that I'm off of this team, the Memphis Grizzlies. Vince Williams Jr., he's had a sore left knee. He's missed the last three straight games. I don't trust anybody on that team. I'm not using anybody for streaming. I actually had Jaren Jackson Jr. on my team, and I've left him on the free agent list. I've just said I'm done with them. They play one more game this week. I think they play Saturday night, I want to say, the 16th, and that's it. So, and who knows if he's going to play. He's missed the last two games. We'll get to our day-to-day list here shortly, but yeah, this whole team, I've just said, screw them. I'm not messing with any of them. I don't trust them. They'll all take turns playing, not playing, having good games, having bad games. I just don't want to mess with them.
Yeah. It even sucks betting wise, even trying to play some props of teams that are playing them, because they're usually getting blown out or things of that nature. So you don't get incredible stats from those guys. Even the opposition. So yeah, Memphis sucks, and they've ruined everything.
Yeah. And another team that also sucks right now is Washington Wizards. They're running out of centers here. Marvin Bagley III, he's dealing right now with a strained lower back. He's going to be reevaluated later this week. So probably like today, tomorrow, heading into the weekend, we might get an update on him, but he's been out. And then Rashawn Holmes right now has a sprained left toe. He's going to miss his third straight game tonight, March 14th. So, they've just been going small, playing a lot of like Kuzma at the five, We're seeing a lot from guys like Corey Kispert, Denny Avdia. So it just, you know, again, you can stream these guys.
My boy, Bilal Coulibaly.
Yeah. Yep.
He's been showing up a little bit there too. But yep.
They're all guys you can stream.
Avdia is huge. Love that guy.
Yep. And then some bad news for a guy that we've talked about here in the last couple of weeks, Benedict Mathurin. He had right shoulder surgery, and he's out for the rest of the year. So that sucks, but it is kind of good for Aaron Nesmith. It kind of, you know, solidifies him as that starting small forward. You know, we talked about him the last couple of weeks. We talked about him last week, how he came back from injury, but was looking kind of crappy, and, you know, the minutes were down a little bit. Well, now, you know, he's starting to ramp back up. You know, and we said that that was a good possibility. So I actually streamed him earlier this week for a back-to-back, and turned out to be a good move. He got me some three-pointers and stuff. So, you know, I was pretty happy with that. And Mathurin.
I think I had him through that too, and then dropped him right after. So right
cool.
But like you said, streaming. Well, I wasn't streaming him because I had still owned him. I hadn't dropped him from the week before, but that was a perfect time though after that.
Yeah. Yep. And Mathurin's a guy I think, you know, we'll be talking about him, I think, this summer. He's a guy that I think, depending on what the Pacers do this offseason, I think he's going to have an increased role next year, hopefully. And, you know, might be a guy that we're maybe talking about in fantasy drafts next year.
He was on my list. He was on my list when we did drafts this year. I think he was one of my sleepers.
Yeah, he might be more of a surefire thing next year. But we'll have to see. It's going to be a big offseason for him and the Pacers. You know, we'll have to see how they do in the playoffs, and we'll kind of go from there.
So many moving parts, the Pacers, you know.
Yep, for sure. So day-to-day list, just going to rip right through these guys here. We got Luka Doncic, Kawhi Leonard, James Harden, Jaren Jackson Jr., Rudy Gobert, Jaylen Brown, Kobe White, Draymond Green, Jeremy Grant, Keldon Johnson, Malik Beasley, Kevin Huerter, Gary Trent Jr., Santi Aldama, Ausar Thompson, RJ Barrett, Jordan Clarkson, and like we mentioned, Rashawn Holmes. And like I said, he's missing his third straight game tonight. So those guys are all day-to-day, though. Hopefully nothing too major. We'll keep you posted on them. And then I've got a list of transactions here that I'll just rip through. Wanted to start first with Otto Porter Jr. He was waived by the Jazz. And I was wondering, he was the one guy that didn't get released. And so I was wondering, like, what is the deal with him? Because you knew he wasn't going to stay with Utah. And I just assumed that they would waive him before the end of February so that he could sign with the playoff team. Well, it turns out he announced his retirement. So I don't know if he's dealing with some injuries or if he just decided enough's enough. Solid career. He was, you know, pretty good with the Washington Wizards for a long time. I remember in fantasy, he was like a top 25 guy there for a little stretch. And just shout out to him, you know, did the best he could, got a championship with the Warriors. Yep, so that was cool. And then the Jazz replaced him. They signed a couple of guys to 3-year contracts. One of whom is Darius Bazley. They also signed Kenneth Lofton Jr. to a 3-year deal. So I like those two pickups, you know, let's just get a couple guys, take flyers on them. We've talked about both of those guys. They both, you know, they're young, they have upside. I think 3 years is, you know, pretty decent sized contract, but, you know, for basically the minimum, you know, why not take a flyer on him and see what happens?
I was going to say, Otto Porter also had that one 100-point game back in the day. If you know what I'm talking about. they said there's the, he looks like the Wilt Chamberlain picture where he's holding up the 100.
Nice. Yeah.
And I think he looks like Lionel Richie a little bit.
The smile, for sure.
Yeah. So maybe he won a Grammy in his career, too, there.
Nice. The Jazz also signed Tavion Kinsey to a 10-day contract. The Grizzlies signed a couple guys to 10-day deals, Wenyen Gabriel and Dejan Giroux. They both signed 10-day contracts. Tristan Vukcevic signed with the Wizards for the rest of the season. And then the Knicks signed a couple of guys to 10-day deals, DaQuan Jeffries and Mamudi Diakite. I think I'm pronouncing that right. That's a tough one.
I love that you have to pronounce all these names.
They're tough, man.
It's one of my favorite things. Do the Vuksevich?
Vuksevich.
That's nice. So do the Wizards play the Bulls anytime soon? Because then we can have Vuksevich and Vucevic.
Yeah, I feel for those announcers. And good luck. Yeah.
It's like Jovic and Jokic.
Yeah. So anyways, the Knicks signed those two guys to 10-day deals. And that's all I've got for transactions.
That's all I got, my brother.
Sweet. I did realize we neglected the schedule thing.
I was just about to say that too. Do we want to go over that real quick?
Yeah, may as well just finish with that here real quick.
Yeah.
But you said a couple teams got two this week.
So yeah, we're about to enter week 22, fantasy week 21. The Charlotte Hornets and the Dallas Mavericks only go two games next week. Everyone else goes three or four.
There you go.
And then I've got the back-to-backs for the rest of this week. So tonight and tomorrow, so Thursday, March 14th, Friday, March 15th, the LA Clippers and the Phoenix Suns go back-to-back. Then for Friday, Saturday, Charlotte, New Orleans, and Utah, they have back-to-backs. For Saturday and Sunday, Brooklyn and Washington go back-to-back. And then Sunday into Monday of next week, Atlanta and Boston. So this weekend, if you're doing any streaming, try to target players off of those teams if you can. Maximize your moves.
Next week, as far as back-to-backs, if I'm skimming through this real quickly, I only see maybe 9 teams that have back-to-backs, so it's not an incredible amount of back-to-backs. I guess there isn't usually incredible amounts, but you may not be affected as much next week either by those. But.
Yeah, and you know the player pools shrink as you know teams get eliminated and stuff, so it's just getting harder and harder to find players who are still standing on these teams, but
which is why you wrap this up about now. So
exactly.
So
speaking of wrapping it up.
Yep. I think it's time to go.
Time to go, Maryland.
So yeah, that will do it for us. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode 39 of, right? 39 or 38. Now I forget again.
39 season
39. Okay. Season 2, 39. I should have wrote it down. Whatever. Screw it. Yeah, so hopefully you enjoyed this season, this episode. And yeah, a little bit shorter than usual, but actually 42 minutes is probably more than enough time to enjoy everything we had to offer here. But just going forward, if you have any, you know, give us a rating, give us a review if you haven't done so already, wherever you stream us. And you can find us on X/Twitter at Menace Podman. And yeah, hope you enjoyed it, and we'll talk to you next week. Or actually, no, we'll talk to you before the normal time next week, because we'll have the March Madness episode early next week.
Yes, so, sir.
Looking forward to it. Anyway, so we'll talk to y'all then.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Steve from Menace Podman. Scott and I have been having a blast creating our podcast. I can't tell you how much we look forward to recording days and providing amazing NBA content to our listeners every week. It's hard work, but with the right software, it's a lot easier. We use Podcastle to seamlessly edit and create production quality sounding podcasts. Podcastle is now equipped to record audio and video and distribute to all the places podcasts are found. You can find a link directly in the show notes to Podcastle. So, if you're a podcaster or future podcaster, go check out Podcastle.
Menace Podman.